There was a lot of you still around, you know. I always saw you, wherever I went. It's like you knew where I was going to be, where I wanted to go, before I did. I'd arrive, say a few hellos, get a drink, start talking to people. And then my mind would just drift away and you'd float around in my brain like a crisp packet in the wind. Start another conversation, meet someone else, bring a few people in, make it a bit lively, get a few more points of view. And there you are again, driving me mad. You touched me in all the right places, just lightly, hardly touching at all, like a feather running along my arm. It's the anticipation that drives the sensation. The belief that what you are about to do is so good and so right. The ultimate relaxation. For those few effortless moments, nothing. Complete normality, complete control. I mean, it's not as if millions of people haven't been doing it for years. Breathing normally, but with that sense of the unknown. The corner of me mouth just raising into a smile. The awareness that this is the best drives me on. You accepting me, soaring above normality, taking the stars. Exhausted euphoria. The claiming of victory. Wanting to shout from the window the way I feel about you, the way you make me feel. Wanting people to know that you were with me, making me into a new man, making me want to be better. You had that. It wasn't love, though. I can see that much. We both knew it couldn't be. We were just having a laugh, creating new visions of ourselves. Well, that's how I felt. I doubt you ever felt that way about anyone. Not even me. It's as if, despite all the good times we had, I was a victim of circumstance. You were always on the lookout for someone else, using me to support you. And I didn't care. I remember the first time I saw you. Down in Brighton, on the beach, just having a laugh with the lads. We'd had a few beers and got chatting to that bloke Steve. Oh, Simon. Something like that. One of your mates, anyway. He introduced me to you. I can honestly say that it wasn't love at first sight. But Paul, he loved you. I should have walked away. I'm probably not telling you anything you don't already know. He spent enough money on you that weekend. And then back at home a few days later, you just showed up. I hadn't really thought about you. Yeah, we had a night, good giggle and all. But I never expected to see you again. Paul had stayed in touch, hadn't he? And it was that second time that I knew I was onto a winner. Seeing you that night was unbelievable. The club was banging. You looked fantastic. You always had that little bit about you. You could look great any time of day. And I was with you, and you were with me, and that's all that mattered. People started seeing me in a different light. You brought me friends, people I'd never even seen before, let alone talk to. You had that ability to make strangers friends. I haven't seen any of them for a while, though. I might spread the word that you're about and see what happens then. I think they liked you more than me. Anyway. You would spend seconds in front of the mirror when others would take ages. I never had to sit around and wait for you. Not many blokes can say that. People carry pictures in their wallets, but I don't need to do that because I've got my image of you and my reminders, mentally and physically. You're looking in a mirror. I walk up behind you, hold you. This made me realise I was dependent upon you. You were like my mum, my dad, sister, best friend, and that's why I'm glad we're finished. I'm glad. I wanted to give them something better than me. And you made me see what you wanted me to see, and that was it. We had some great times. The usual things, clubs, parties, gigs, whatever. And then Paul died. It still sends a shiver plummeting down my spine and my legs. Heavy to say it now. It turned out he'd stayed in touch with that Simon Steve guy, and they met up all the time, always meeting up. It's like that Steve bloke had some sort of hold over him. But I spent all my free time with you, doing other things, and me and him just drifted apart, and that should never have happened, because he was my best mate, and nothing should get between best mates. But one thing did. You. And all his dying did was force me closer to you. I was so low and depressed, and all I did was turn to you, burden you with my troubles. All the things I tried to make that vision of Paul lying dead just didn't work. We'd stay in, get wasted, or go out and get wasted. Whatever we did, I had to try and touch the stars like that first time. Claim one for Paul. I'd pass out after God knows how many hours. One time, I was woken up really quick, like I was falling in a dream, and there's banging at the door, and it's the cops. It was early, and I wasn't really with it, so I go to the door, and there's four, huddled together. They ask if they can come in, but what can I say? So in they come. When they've asked a few questions and started looking around the place, I realise you've gone. Left me sat there with four coppers, and it turns out they're looking for you. All they find is a mirror. Realise it's got something to do with you, and they arrest me. From that moment on, I never wanted to see you again. Cut off all my links with you. I went to the funeral. Worst day of my life. All my mates from school, all in different walks of life, all content with their wives and kids. It was bright and sunny for January, and you were there. No one else saw you, but I did. And it was like a massive kick in the face. I was there for Paul. I should have been mourning my mate, celebrating his life. And all I could feel deep inside was that I put him in the coffin. The world seemed to move in slow motion. His mum, dad, brother, all blurred into one. Sounds seemed to echo before there was a noise. The sudden realization was too much. I wanted to pass out and throw up in any order. The realization that I had killed my friend by my association with you. My knees hit the ground so hard they bled. The bottom had fallen out of my world. We will meet again. I don't care if you don't forgive me for not embracing you. I will turn round and walk away. There are some things that are irreplaceable. Paul, the years I spent with you, my real friends. I can only try to build what has crumbled, like building a sandcastle with the tide coming in. Wherever you are, whoever you're with, I won't miss you, cocaine. Maybe.